very.
Try her.
But you'll also want to find out about her bowling habits.
This is the Naked City, the city within the city. Not the city of tall steel towers striking like a spear at the sky, making a canyon of every street, but the city with its emotions laid raw like an ugly wound. If one really wants to see a city, he should view it through the eyes of a cop, and that's what I am. 35 years, starting as a rookie, pounding the pavements to where I am now, Lieutenant of Detectives. It gives you a keen insight into what the city really is. I've seen it all. The murky waterfront just coming to life as the first rays of the sun come shimmering over the water. To the lush, luxurious hotels and apartment houses with doormen and French poodles all over the place. The city is not a place. It's a feeling. It's a way of life.
It doesn't matter what do you know. The important thing is who do you know.
And how do you get to see the man who has the dope on American Can?
There's a clerk in the delicatessen place
who has the winner of the seventh race.
And a taxi driver with a Jewish name
who's sending his kid through Notre Dame. This is the Naked City.
Who's in love with a guy who's got a yen?
For a dame he met in a movie once.
Who's married a guy who's an awful dunce?
And the dunce is in love with a gal who's mad.
For a no-good thieving, cheating lad.
Who roams with a guy who's got a yen?
For the girl who works in the 5 and 10. This is the Naked City. But it's just a lot of heat. They meet and meet and meet, but all they do is beat their gums.
Thank you.
I follow you.
En slags Jesusfigur med atombombe ringe rundt om. En hyrde, tror jeg faktisk, det er. Et vandløb. Og en ko ved vandløbet. Bjerge på den anden side af vandløbet. Floden, åen, vandløb og noget ild. En julemand. Døden. Manden med len, som dog er svær. et vikingeskib i kamp med en drage og nogle øgler under neden. Røde og sorte nisser i en mine. Det kunne vel være dværge. Ja, det ligner jo igen en helgen og en drage. Planeter med gyldne auraringe eller asteroidebælter. Den har jeg set før. Der er et vandløb. Der er en ko på den ene side af vandløbet. Der er ild på den ene side af vandløbet. På den anden side er der bjerg. Og igen noget, der ligner en julemand med sort skæg. Der har vi dværgene i guldminen igen.
Ja, det var det. Så var I også igen. Ja. Og nu begynder der at blive lidt lun herinde, synes jeg. Men der er det jo så heldigt, at der er du er deroppe. Og der kan vi sagtens sige, at vi kan holde en lille break, hvis vi lige skal have et vindue op, eller hvad skal I?
Nej.
Nå, det skal vi. Så vil vi tage, at man skal jo være i public service. Ja.
Nyam pang dagang kabalai bakuku ayam sabirula bakuku adiate go bakabawa kalimo purwi kain basa salenda masa pada tirang eloju la koyam pang mandan macare mangaga maka jo madina mawopong sampai kalangi babuyun raso kayu tobi babungo di sudi deta sampai abi marindu juo nedi ayi marindu juo selendang candai dan baju candai dan tapo mangko dan gai tanun dayang mangka ulu selasir kayu jati mingkuang dirada jangan ko jadi badan bacare hati jangan lupakan kami kami nani tak lupakan adik kasihan ko pun dia dibawa mati darato oh diimpik tanah boleh lala buat sama jo kapan kasih joga di lupo jangan tamani ginyang sawanta alam alam satu barumpui dia tengah balai manangui onda nujuan tanjuang maraki anarang kulam bukit putri gunung sambelu tanam lepas di dua-dua batang pugago tengah ladang lakuan nyampang madan bacarai tak dorong sayang kadia kandung tunjuk sakit kelengkang nama rambut putri kapalong ilu kok lama indah basu na bedo denai manangguang sorang dedi ai denai tangguang kan nadi ai Nior malambai di poncaknya memandang langsung kalawi ten kesedena gak sampai balun siang cuma alam di mabuknya takkan nabang nari padanjian dia kan buang ginyang sawanta atiden landam
birds home from rude visitors who stick their fingers into the bird's cage. Number two, your companion parrot has the right to bite rude visitors who try to interact without proper introductions. Number three, your companion parrot has the right to bite you when you were rude and do not pay attention to his body language before reaching for him. Number four, your companion parrot has the right to chew whatever his beak can reach. Number five, your companion parrot has the right to bite dog tails that are wagging against its clay gym. Number six, your companion parrot has the right to scream in the morning and evening. Number seven, your companion parrot has the right to scream along with or to drown out.
Well, we're flying by the seat of our pants here, folks. And if you're out there in dire need of some clothing, then get in line, take a number. Old number two is going to get the next one I lower down, but maybe I can set the copter down in front of the Gap or Old Navy or something, and they can wheel something out to me. But until then, stay tuned. Enjoy the show.
This way, at least I get you to myself for a while.
No.
No, I don't think I will.
Hiding and finding game with the music. Now, this is what we do. We pretend that you've got some balls and I'm going to hide them. They might be hidden high up near the ceiling. Or might be hidden low down on the floor. You don't know where I'm going to hide your balls, but the music will tell you. Now, first of all, shut your eyes while I hide them. Yes, shut your eyes. Now, open your eyes. And dance lightly about, looking everywhere for your ball. Now, the music's going to tell you where your balls are. They may be high up, so that you have to stretch and jump up for them. Or they may be low down, so that you have to pick them up off the floor. Listen. Well, were your balls high up or low down? They were high up. And I hope you've all jumped up and got them. Now, dance round and toss them in the air and play with them. Now I'm going to hide the balls again. Shut your eyes. Now open them. And run lightly round, looking everywhere for your balls. You're going to find them, and the music will tell you where they are. Listen. Have you found them? Where were they? Yes, this time they were low down on the floor. Now dance and play with them again.
Join the Lover's Paradise. दिल में तेरी प्यास रहे, तेरे लिए मैं हूँ, तू है मेरे लिए, मेरे लिए प्यार सनम, प्यार खुदा, यार कभी हो ना जुदा, यार बिना कोई यहाँ कैसे जिए, कैसे जिए, बाहों में यार के ही दुनिया बहार की है, ओ बाहों में यार के ही दुनिया बहार की है, प्यार बिना क्या जीना, ये भी कोई जिंदगी है,
Charles Lucy's system is a refinement of one devised in the 18th century by the clockmaker John Harrison, the man who first discovered how to plot longitude. Harrison was a deeply religious man who felt that music should reflect God's infinite variety. To facilitate this, he came up with a complicated way of calibrating pitch based on the mathematical mysteries of pi.
By using the model that Harrison produced, you can go in steps of fourths in one direction, which will give you all the flat keys, and you can go in steps of fifths in the other direction, giving you all the sharp keys. And it keeps on going, producing new notes in either direction. And being pi, it never comes back to where it started, which means that you can map any interval and to whatever resolution you should want, to nearest tenth of a semitone or, you know, even more accurately.
But it sounds a bit like a recipe for chaos, Charles.
It's a mapping system for chaos, is what it is.
Thank you. Ida, sweet as apple, sakwa whiter, sweeter than all that I know. Oh, oh, oh. Come out in the silvery moonlight, of love will whisper so soft and low. Can't you hear me calling? Seems though can't live without you. Listen, my honey, doo-doo-doo. Ida, kinda idolize ya. I long to love ya, Ida. Indeed I do. Ida, come closer to me. I'd like to talk to you. You know, Ida, this has been more than just lyrics and music to me. This has been my theme song from the day we met more than 50 years ago. Remember how long we were engaged? 7 years. You see, it cost $2 for a marriage license. You had your dollar, but it took me 7 years to dig up mine. But we finally did get married. And what lovely wedding presents. Oh, a rubber plant, a 26-piece set of silver from Jack Benny. That's right. He sent $2.60 in dimes. And someone gave us a baby carriage. I looked at the carriage and said, now what am I going to do with that? Little did I know. In 1914, I wasn't earning more than 35 bucks a week, but then the dollar was worth something. Eggs were 15 cents a dozen, and the friendly butcher would throw in a piece of liver for the cat, which the cat never got. You ate it yourself. Nowadays, you go to one of the swanky restaurants in Hollywood, and a portion of liver costs $3.50. When we were first married, there wasn't a man alive who could lift $3.50 worth of liver. Ah, we've been tremendously happy through all the years. You have given me 5 lovely daughters. You've been a wonderful companion, a loving mother, and a good wife. You have given me everything a man could possibly ask for. Well, that is, well, not everything. There's something you failed to give me. But it's not too late, Ida. Really, it's not. When? Tell me when. When are you going to learn to make a good cup of coffee? Huh? Tell me. Ida, kinda idolize ya. I long to love ya, Ida, deed I do.
Dad, what's the best contraceptive method going?
Abstinence.
No, Dad, I really mean it.
Neun, acht, sieben, sechs, fünf, vier, drei, zwei, eins.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please copyright.
Coffee.